Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And Outside Lands tickets. Right now is your chance to go to Outside Lands by texting us our code word for this hour. It's vibes. Good vibes.
Good one.
Variety. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vibes. V-I-B-E-S. Text the word vibes. V like Victor, I-B-E-S, to our contest line, 20357. It's always the same, the contest line, so maybe save that. I don't know. Text the word vibes, and you'll be in the running for a pair of three-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and a million more on a bunch of different stages. And it's all happening August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park. Sour's code word is vibes. Another pair of these passes coming up at noon. And Jane's got you twice during her show. So keep it here on the Alice. All the live long day. So SNL this past weekend, there's a couple things. First off, Mikey Madison was the host.
Was she spectacular?
She wasn't.
Oh.
Fine. I actually felt like it was one of the weakest ones I've seen in a while. The cold open was pretty good. They had they were making fun of the thing where the guy from the Atlantic was on a high security Yemen bombing group text.
War plans.
Just so crazy that ever happened. And so they did this whole thing where some of the girls are like, we're in high school and we're texting each other. And then all of a sudden Pete Hegseth is on there and he's whatever that guy's name is, the drunk guy. He's on there saying, you know, I'm coming in for you, and like sending all the emojis, putting all the, you know, and everyone's throwing eggplant emojis on there too, because why not? The best one. Everybody knows that. So anyway, that was a funny open. So I'm like, oh, great. This will be really fun. And it was just okay. It was fine. There were some funny moments, whatever. Morgan Wallen was the musical guest. And I got to say, I'm not crazy about this guy. Like, I never really hear that. He's a hit machine. He's really a big star in the country world. But I've heard some less than awesome things about things that he's said.
Well, he made the news early in his career for very ugly reasons.
He did. And it's not canceled.
Yeah, well, they put their arms around him. And I don't know, you know. What happened?
Right.
Did he apologize? And
sure, he
I don't
went
know.
To classes to fix himself. But he's also, I don't like any of his songs, and I hate people who sing like Beatles. I don't like very much because I'm like, what are you doing? Like, we get it. Your country. I see the cowboy hat. Like, don't worry about it. You don't have to twang all over me. You're getting your twang all over me. Get your twang off of me.
That's what he does. The twang.
This is all the way he turns it up and down, road, walking around with a hay stick in his mouth.
A haystack?
I don't know. Like a hay thing. What are those things called?
A haystack. I like it.
Sure. It's a book of haystack. It's like a fire stick. time, but it's a haystack. So anyways.
That was funny when you messed that up too.
Yeah, I know. Well, stick. You know, if only I could ever remember the word torch, that would be. It's like we're coming up with brand new words, Vinny. Not you, only me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Morgan Wallen, he's the musical guest. He looked, I have never seen anyone less excited to be on the show. Like he just was, it was the most lackluster performance ever, but filled with plenty of this going on the whole time in his truck with a dog and his whiskey bottle. And maybe I'm the problem, but maybe you're the reason why I'm the problem. That's the name of his song, something like that. So anyways, so I watched a little of that and I'm like, oh, I hate this guy. So sorry, Morgan Wallen fans, but that guy sucks. So he also, then I'm reading that he's, people were like, what is going on with him? Because even the promos this week, he's just standing there. Like it's Mikey Madison, she's hosting like Chloe Fineman, another one of the cast members. They're like sort of joking around about stuff. And Morgan Wallen standing there just deadpanning the camera. And then the SNL people are like, no, no, we told him just don't put an expression. That'll be funny that you're just standing there like not responding to anything and not ever smiling. Mm. And so sure, I'm sure that's really what it was. Not just that he's just a jerk. It's like, am I contractually obligated to do this so that I can get my two stupid songs on your stupid show, huh? Is that what? So then the minute the show was over, and see, you know how at the end of the show, mm-hmm. everybody's there on the stage and the host thanks everybody who was part of the show that night. And then they back off and everyone's just talking to the other, mingling around up there on the stage, chit-chatting.
It's
talking
neat. About- if you were a kid that grew up on SNL watching that close,
yep.
it makes you see them, the camaraderie of a, yep. of a performing group. And there's a relief in that.
Some of them still have their last costume on.
Right. But I feel like that would be that the like, we did it.
Yep.
We got through another big show.
A live show.
Scary, right. Sketchy, but we did it.
Right.
Ah.
What a night. Yeah. What a night. So there's Morgan Wallen standing on the stage. And by the way, it was very weird, the whole thing. Like, it's Morgan and Mikey Madison, and everyone else is like several steps behind them. Like someone had said, please stand away from Morgan or something. Because then the minute that she's like, okay, thanks to Morgan Wallen. Thanks to the cast member. What a great week. Thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah. He just walks off. He doesn't go backstage. He doesn't mingle with anybody. He just deadpan face steps off the front of the stage and walks past the camera and out the front door. He leaves. I'm out of here. And then they're flashing to the people on the stage who are watching this happen. They're all like, where's he going? What's going on with him? Is he storming out? Is he just done? So there really is no explanation for this. Except that he just wasn't happy to be there.
Well, did you see the tweet he did?
No, what did he say? Oh, yes. Right afterwards, he gets to his plane. Is that the thing you're talking about? So he gets to his next thing is, like, there he is. He's left. And minutes later, he's already at whatever, Teterboro or whatever, you know, the private place. There's his private plane. And he's like, you know, please fly me to God's country. Get me out of here. Let me find the exact thing. Get me to God's country. And he's like running for his private jet. Jeez,
where
dude.
Is that?
Where's what?
God's country.
Well, Tennessee, apparently.
Oh, that's Tennessee.
Well, that's where he lives. So, yes. Yeah, he looks so miserable. And everyone is standing so far back from the edge of the stage. It's like the weirdest thing. They call it here the abrupt goodbye. Well, what does abrupt mean? I mean, what are you exactly saying when you say abrupt? I don't understand.
The general meaning, the phrase God's country can evoke a sense of awe and appreciation for the natural world, and it can also be used to describe a place that's seen as a refuge from the hustle and bustle of city life.
Okay. I think it also means the Bible Belt.
Okay.
God's country. But maybe. I don't know.
Listen, I actually think that's funny, but yeah. I'd like to think they're not going to invite him back and that he wouldn't accept.
You know,
anyway.
He was actually canceled on that show in, I think it was in mid 2020. He was supposed to do a, He was supposed to do a performance, and they were doing those shows remote too. Like people were doing skits from their houses and stuff, and mm-hmm. and some of them worked and some of them really didn't. But then he was seen without a mask and being kind of a jerk about it, like in 2020, and they went, "No thanks. We'll get someone else."
Okay.
We want everybody to, we don't need no bad press, I guess. So maybe he was mad about that. I don't know. And maybe, you know what? Maybe some of the cast members who may or may not have not liked some of the words he's said in the past had something to say about it.
Maybe. Or the city itself.
Right. Maybe.
New York may very well have been like,
maybe that's not God's country.
You're not welcome.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. But I will say that it'll probably play to his core even more than you know, there's a guy who doesn't want to be in the big city. Good for him.
Well, it is true that there's a for sure left lean on that show.
I think that might be it.
Why do it then? Why would he do it?
I don't know, but I'm just, you know, like it seemed like.
He's going to be a brat about it.
Well, there's, you know.
He didn't like the jokes.
I would say.
That reminds me.
I don't know how record labels work. Mm. There are times in anyone's life and job where they will say, no, I don't want to do that. And then they go, I'm doing that.
Yeah. You are obligated and we'll be sending a car for you. Mm-hmm. Speaking of jokes that people don't like, in the Weekend Update, there's a West Virginia joke that you would not like.
Oh!
How dare they?
You didn't watch it?
I did, and I will now.
Yeah. Honestly, it was one of the worst shows I've ever seen them do. Like, everything was falling flat. Well, like, thing after thing.
They don't have good vibes there. They don't have a good show.
Maybe. Right? Even like Weekend Update, which normally is pretty damn funny. There was this whole thing where one of the other cast members came out and was just giving Michael Che crap for not being there all week or something.
Oh.
And I'm actually wondering if that was like, if there was like a black and white thing happening, because it was some of the people,
oh.
you know what I mean? Like with Morgan Wallen being there. It is possible. I don't know. Maybe more stories will come out about it. I'll keep my eyes open on that. But anyway, yeah, they made a joke about where I went. Oh no, my little darling's not gonna like my little darling ain't gonna like that one too much.
I ain't gonna like it.
You ain't gonna like that too
much. Nope.
I don't like it for you. I didn't like it for you. I thought that's rude.
I know.
Rude. Jelly roll.
Jelly roll.
Jelly roll surprised a deserving fan with a new. This is actually an interesting story. There's a woman, and her name is Michelle Boisneau.
Boisneau?
B-O-I-S-S-O-N-E-A-U-L-T.
That's Boisneau.
Right? Boisneau.
I don't know.
Let's go with that.
It's fine. Oh, is that Jelly proposing?
No.
Michelle
no.
Boisneau?
That's not. So this woman, Michelle Boisneau, 5 years ago, she was hooked on meth and living in the streets.
Oh, dear.
But she's turned her life around, and now she actually works to help other people. So she's out volunteering at a homeless encampment on her day off last weekend, and she sees a guy who's got no shoes on. So she gives him a pair of shoes and some fresh socks. And it turns out that he is not a homeless guy. He's a guy named MDM Motivator.
What?
MDM Motivator. He's a well-known, not by me, influencer who goes around doing nice stuff for people. So he told her who he was, and apparently she...
I can play that part
for
you.
Oh, you got that part?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, here's
here we go.
Part.
Jelly Roll's here tonight.
Yeah, he is.
He was homeless too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's addicted and homeless.
Do you like him?
Jelly Roll? Oh, yeah. Love Jelly Roll.
Are you going tonight?
No.
Give me one sec. These are my shoes.
Yeah, yeah, but they didn't fit you properly?
I didn't need shoes.
Okay.
I was just trying to find someone who was going to be kind and help me.
Okay.
Before I go, I have one gift for you.
Congratulations, you will not be home tonight because Jelly Roll wanted to personally invite you to a show, VIP tickets.
You're going to the show tonight. You're gonna meet him.
Holy fuck. Okay. That's crazy.
How's that sound?
That's awesome.
So then she goes to the show, the VIP ticket. She does get to meet him, and he's like, hey, put this blindfold on. This Jelly Roll now. Hey, lady, put this blindfold on. And he brings her out back and surprises her with a new car. Technically a used car with low miles, but new to her. And he's like, I heard you needed a car. Here's a car.
Well, that's amazing.
Right? So nice. She is bawling by the end of this.
Yeah, the video's really, it's just a little long for us to play the whole thing. But it is going to be on the Facebook page. I'll put it on the Facebook page. But it's a nice watch. He's such a good dude.
He's so sweet. And even this other guy, the MDM motivator. MDM motivator. I don't know how you say
his
name.
Why is that so hard?
I don't know. MDM motivator. I don't know. The way they spell it in the story, like I'm looking at it on his Instagram, and it's just MDM motivator.
Well, it's weird. Demotivator.
MDM motivator.
Is not a good thing. Demotivator is.
Yeah. It's the letters, though. So anyway, the first three are capitalized, like MDM.
Motivator.
Motivator. So yeah. I was getting.
There's usually a space there. So it's MD motivator.
Oh, MD motivator.
Yeah, you're just looking. It is. That is Instagram handle. Okay,
so he's just some guy that, you know.
There's a typo in
his
story.
His real name is Zachary Darinowski.
Darinowski?
Darinowski.
He's the MD motivator?
He is the MD motivator.
I have it now.
Oh. I like Kesha. It better the other way.
MD motivator. MD motivator.
More fun watching you wrestle with that. Something weird was happening when you get to the V too.
Motivator. Kesha has announced a release date for her sixth studio album. It's called Yippee-ki-yay.
You guys, I just want to tell you.
Yeah.
You might be all Kesha, so yesterday or whatever, but let me just tell you, Kesha played a Christmas party we had one time. And blew the freaking roof off the place. Like,
yep.
Blew my mind yep. and everyone.
And she did it in the first 15 seconds of that show.
Song,
we went, oh my God.
The first song was like, I'm not leaving. Like, I wanted to leave. I was ready to leave.
No, we were all going to leave. She was the last
act. Listen, my was cocked and loaded.
Let me out of here.
I heard it like 10 seconds of that song and I went, well, we're staying.
Yeah. I'm a mother woman.
Right. And the two dancers, the whole thing.
Oh my God, the dancers were
spectacular.
Everything. Yeah, she's great. So here's the thing. It's not actually, the single's called Yippee-ki-yay. And the name of the record is period, but it's just the punctuation mark.
The dot.
The dot. Come here and look at it. This is the cover of the record. She is, she's wearing something around her waist. That is like one of those weird waist trainers, but then she's basically got lingerie on and she's sitting on like on a Lucite pedestal with her. She's just looking stripper-ish. I mean, right? What is that look? She's just wearing like a bra, panties, thigh-high boots.
I'm not really.
And like maybe some kind of garters.
Not really a lingerie guy, but she looks great.
What's going on with that thing around her waist?
I have no idea, yeah. But she looks great.
Anyway, it's the upcoming sixth album. Let's see. It is just the punctuation mark, period. It's 11 songs, and it's coming out on the 4th of July.
So can't wait to hear it.
So if you're a Kesha fan.
I hope she comes through.
Oh, my God, I know. She's great.
I'd watch that again.
Real quick text, because we just mentioned it. From the 707, who makes a quicker exit, Morgan Wallen after SNL or Vinny after a meeting?
I'm going to say Vinny after a meeting.
I am too.
You just never even see him again. It's like, where'd he go? It's amazing. It's a mad skill. It really is.
I've worked on that for a long time.
Yes. Well, you're older than he is. He'll get there. He's got a lot to learn, though, Vin. You've got that down. All right, what's coming up in the news?
I sure do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm pretending to be gone already. I've got it.
But okay.
I'm still here, so that didn't work out at all.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
La, la, la. It's Monday. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contest, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Trevor Noah and George Lopez Tickets. All week, we're looking for the funniest texts from our listeners. Throughout the morning, text us your best to 800-400-3697. If your text is selected, you win a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, courtesy of Golden Voice.
And we're going to pick today's winner in the next few minutes, yeah? All right.
And I have a couple more to read before you actually, announce the winner. There's been some good ones, though.
There have been some really good ones.
You're on your A game today. Yeah. I like to see it.
Very clever, you guys.
All right, here's what's happening. We should see a little bit of a break in the rain for the most of the day today, but there's still more to come.
All right.
Nothing major, but...
Rain.
Happy Cesar Chavez Day, if you are celebrating. And there may be some closures, and I don't know what they are, but that's something to consider. Maybe Google that. This story, Gen Z, you had my heart a while back. You already had me. And this is another one where it's like...
What now? You love Gen Z.
I do love Gen Z. Gen Z has discovered a way to determine their coworker's age. And it starts with your email address.
Oh.
So first of all, Gen Z's out there laughing at you if you're Earthlink or if you're Yahoo.
I know someone who's...
Or if you're AOL. They're already laughing at you.
Remember SBC Global?
Yeah, they're laughing at you for that, too. So
Hotmail, which is now, I think, Google.
Mm-hmm.
John has a Hotmail address.
Oh, no. Hotmail was Yahoo.
Hotmail was Microsoft.
Oh.
It was?
Whichever one it was.
It's Outlook.
Hold on a second.
I had
whichever
an Outlook.
Whichever one it was.
Because we were working
with them.
Yeah,
I had just Outlook.
Mm-hmm. Gen Z coworker asked another one of
Microsoft.
One of their coworkers, how'd you get your full name on Gmail like that? And her response was, well, back when Gmail started, you got an invite and I got an invite early on and was able to get my full first and last name on my Gmail, even though.
Without having to add some numbers.
By now, you can't possibly in a million years. But there was the...
And that's how you find out how old somebody is.
The boomer was in the middle of explaining that they were there and day one for Gmail while the Gen Zer was just smiling.
You know what's so cute about this is that Gen Z thinks it's not going to happen to them. Spoiler alert.
I had to explain to this young coworker that when Gmail first came out, it was invitation only. I got one of those invites and I was able to get my full name, even though there's probably a lot of those out there. And then the coworker realizes, oh my God, they're smiling and I'm realizing how old I am. Crunch.
And so are they. Got an age range anyway now. What year did that happen?
Gen Z.
You're adorable. How do you do it?
I mean, I would say bleep all the way off, but it's too cute. It's too perfect. Well done. I like it.
Okay.
I mean,
that and all your fun little word art.
Yeah. Ironically.
Yep.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
I know you do.
Fact. I think you're well aware.
Pythons.
Yes.
Rebuild their intestines from scratch after every meal.
Huh. How do they know how to do that?
Energizer Bunny ads. The Energizer Bunny ad campaign was famous.
Yes.
But it didn't help sales.
Oh. Why?
In fact, Energizer sales went down during the years the Energizer Bunny was around. I don't know why. People didn't take to it.
Because we all wanted the copper top battery.
Ah.
Isn't that Duracell? Copper top.
People in North Korea believe hamburgers were invented by Kim Jong-il in 2009.
Oh.
And Mickey Mouse was created by China.
Oh.
Because,
they just tell people what they want.
Anything they want.
Whatever they want to have a thing about, they tell them. We don't actually know that. We haven't interviewed anyone from North Korea, though. It's possible that those are just things that North Korea is feeding us. And we think that the people there didn't know about hamburgers before 2009. They're tricking us. And everyone in North Korea is having a good old laugh over it. Saying.
You think that's what it is? Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Totally. Oh, my God. Those guys. They were all, rest of the world sucks. It's great here. Don't tell anyone.
Parents are financially supporting their adult children, and it's reached a three-year high.
Oh, three-year high, huh?
The average amount these parents give also reached a three-year high, as in about $1,500 a month. Damn. To their adult child.
Well, it beats having them live with you. You know, you do what you got to do.
The parents say, at least almost half, say they plan to cut, they plan on cutting this kid off in the next 2 years. But let's face it, adulting is expensive these days. They actually use that word. I didn't.
Adulting.
Adulting.
Yeah. I like it. I like the word adulting.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Because kids are not adults for so long. But by the time you're 30, I'm feeling like adulting should be happening. My kids have a few years left.
83% of supporting parents contribute to their adult kids' monthly groceries. Mm. 65% help with cell phones. Mm. Nearly half pay for vacations.
Oh. That's why they don't get first-class tickets, Finn. Yeah, I'll pay for your ticket.
Your kids deserve first-class tickets. Why? Stop it. What do you mean, why? Because you're up there.
Where I belong. I earned it. Please, I'm so sorry. I'm so successful. Please. I'm not buying him a first class ticket.
No.
Surely you just get to the back of the plane. Mother is here with her champagne. Mommy will see you after the flight, darling. Kiss, kiss.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say.
All right.
I still use a Pac Bell email. I often have to explain to the young ones what Pac Bell was.
Oh, remember, wasn't it Pac Bell Park?
Yes.
That was first started?
When it first opened, it was Pac Bell Park.
There was a ring to that.
I liked it.
Yeah. Now I'm always confused. Like, where is it? Which one is it now? Is it Oracle now? Oracle Park?
Yeah.
But then there's another Oracle. So I'm like, wait, what?
415 says, Vin, if you look closely, you could read Morgan's lips saying, I'm going to grab a Coke.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. So I'll be right back, you guys. Yeah. Bye, Vinny. Bye forever. See you at work on Monday. Dude, so many times. The first few times I looked around for you. And then after that, I'm like, don't look for him. He's gone. So just it's fine.
Hot wifing was mentioned on last night's episode of White Lotus. That's why you didn't know that it was part of the show.
Oh, okay.
It's when you whenever you watch it, it'll be there.
Yeah. I only knew about the other kind of.
707 says, for inspiration, I like to picture my husband with other women and men sometimes.
Oh, goodness.
I could never do it in real life, though.
But you can fantasize about anything you want. I really feel like there's a line that gets crossed there, and then there's never, that never didn't happen. If you decided you're going to hot wife your wife, you're always going to have done that.
If you go on Reddit, says 707, there's a whole hot wifing community.
Oh.
So it's a thing.
Mm.
It may never make mainstream, but it's certainly,
I
don't know.
Who knows what the kids will do?
Whatever they're into.
Right.
I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Gay here.
Hi, Gay.
Hot wifing is also a good excuse to get a guy in the bedroom for straight boys. Happens all the time.
Oh.
Why'd you look at me?
We're just looking around to see if anyone knows about it.
Yeah, I need
it.
Further
That's
definition,
all.
Really. I don't understand. I'm not sure.
But you've tricked someone into coming into to do your wife. So, you know, you're married to a woman, but you want the dude. So are you bi?
You're watching the dude for inspiration either way, right?
And then maybe you're like, I'm going to just get to the back of that train.
It's as great as I always thought
chugga,
it would
chugga,
be.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
That's what I really wanted to see. Mm. That
okay.
show.
All right.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway,
so the winning text today
was time
one
for the
that combined two segments into one text. And
okay.
It was the, I get hot wifing every morning, usually around 6:30. She has to kick the covers off and it can get quite sweaty. Menopause is tough. There you go. We like that one.
That was a good one. That's pretty
I think, in general, really tomorrow,
ones.
Folks, step it up.
Oh.
Step
Whoa,
it up.
Wow.
I'm calling y'all out.
I thought you guys did a great job.
I thought you could do better.
I really like you. I mean,
no, you can do better.
Well, by Friday, maybe we'll just be, you know, they'll be scorchers.
Yeah.
Barn burners. But, you got Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets. Do we know what the what's the area code on that?
It's a 415, okay, and I have texted them back, and now.
Fantastic. And we're doing these all week, these.
707 says, does Vinny's version of hot wifing include going to the bathroom in front of your wife's best friend?
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
That was a good one.
Not a nice lady. Napa Odyssey.
Yeah.
You're not a nice lady.
Oh, that she was, actually did write not
yeah,
a nice
she
lady.
Wrote
that
not
wasn't
a
your
nice lady.
Thing.
No, she wrote not a nice lady.
See, she. That's a listener who knows us right there. All right.
I don't like it.
Okay, you guys ready to play a game?
Yes.
We're going to play a game called Celebrity Names, Real or Fake.
Oh.
Celebrity name, real or fake.
I love it.
You just tell me, is it real or fake? And you can both guess the same thing. It's fine. It's all right. Nobody has to go first. Nobody has to go second. Blake Lively. Is her real name Blake Ellender Brown?
Yes.
No.
That is her real name. Ellender Brown. All right. How about this one? Olivia Wilde. Is her real name Olivia Jane Cockburn?
Yes.
No.
Yes yep. is the correct
oh.
answer.
Really?
Yep.
That sounds so fake.
How about this one? Adele. Is her real name Euphemia Cotswold?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes to that, too.
I'm sorry. That is made
oh,
up.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was
you.
A good one. Nice job.
How about Elton John? Is his real name Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Yes.
Yes.
That is his real name. You guys are tied 2-2. How about Vin Diesel? Is his real name Mark Sinclair?
Yes.
Yep.
It is. Good job, you guys. I thought I'd get you on that one for sure.
You thought we thought Vin Diesel was real?
No, I thought that you would think that Mark Sinclair was made
oh,
up.
Oh, I
that
see.
Sounded too, like, couldn't his name be Vincent something? You know? How about this one? Mila Kunis. Natalia Esme Brodsky. Or Brodsky. Natalia Esme Brodsky.
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
That is a no.
Wait a minute. What did I say yes to?
That was her real name.
Oh, no, no, no. I meant yes, it's wrong.
No. No,
no. No
you
no.
said yes, that was her
you
real
You understand
name.
The rules of the game, Vin.
I feel ripped off, but
all right,
okay.
From now on, you have to say real or fake.
Okay.
Now on, you have to say real or fake. The score right now is Maddie 4, Vinny 3. Harry Styles. Is Harry Styles' real name Lucas Finn Harrington?
Nah.
Yes.
Sorry, that's a no. That is a oh. fake name, yeah. How about this one? Is Whoopi Goldberg's real name Karen Elaine Johnson?
Real.
I'm going to go real, too.
That is real. Her mom said, I guess her mom suggested Goldberg, and she loved Whoopi cushions. How about this one? Is Dweezil Zappa's real name Ian Donald Calvin Euclid Zappa?
No.
That's real.
It is real.
Oh.
Believe it or not. We're tied. Oh, no, we're not tied. 6-5. How about Katy Perry? Is Katy Perry's real name Catherine Elizabeth Hudson?
Yes, her real name is Catherine.
Yes, I agree.
Whatever Hudson.
Elizabeth, Catherine. So you both say yes. That is correct. How about Zendaya? Is Zendaya's real name Marlena Ashby Coleman?
Read that again.
Is Zendaya's real name Marlena Ashby Coleman?
Yep.
I'm going to agree too.
No.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about it. How about John Legend? Is John Legend's real name John Roger Stevens?
Yes.
Please let it be yes.
That is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's your final. Which of these is Post Malone's real name? Austin Richard Post or Garrett Weston Miller?
The second one.
Second one.
I'm sorry. It's the one with the post in it. A score of 8-7. Maddie is on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maddie, he's on the show. There's Maddie. He's on the show. There's Maddie.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen all day. We have 3-day passes for general admission passes for Outside Lands, which is so exciting. And I know it's in August, but really, it's going to be summer before you know it. Especially once all this rain's out of the way. Right, Vinny?
You got it.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for listening today. Do better with your texts tomorrow, you guys. So we have more tickets up for grabs, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.